the prophets of Gilgal. Now, he went to Gilgal where there was a house for the prophets. They actually raised up prophets during those days. They educated them in the law of the Lord, and they taught them spiritual wisdom in obeying the Lord. And so these prophets from Bethel and from Gilgal actually knew that Elijah was going to be with the Lord soon. And I believe in this time, Darren, during the time when Elijah and Elisha got hooked up here, that he was teaching Elisha everything that he had learned of the Lord. I would love to have a video here of Elijah teaching Elisha, and also of how they taught the prophets, what kind of classrooms they had in the prophets, of the prophets.
Okay, now to me this is validation for Amos 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. Now, these young prophets kept saying, you know, to Elisha, the understudy, you know, the old man's going to be taken up. And Elisha got tired of hearing this and basically said, shut up, be quiet, I don't want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But see, God had already revealed that it was known information among the prophets, is what I'm saying here.
Yes. Well, here in the second chapter of 2 Kings, we see that Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha says, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went together down to Bethel. Elisha was a wonderful partner. He was a companion, and he was astute. He wanted to learn everything that this great man could teach him. And the sons of the prophets were at Bethel, and they came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today? And he said, yes, I know. Now see, this was knowledge. There was going to be an important event come up. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today? And he says, I know, don't tell me about it, I know. Kind of like we put off people sometimes, you know, I know about it, you don't have to tell me anymore. Then Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me onto the Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went. And now 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood opposite them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. The Jordan River is a very important thing here. Elijah had grown up on the east side of the Jordan. He had prophesied on the west side of the Jordan to Ahab and Jezebel and all these people. They had turned from their idolatry, Darren. I believe what you brought up was very important. For a while Elijah was there, the people turned to God. And that was an important event.
Well, I think here the 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood opposite them at a distance while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, folded it together, struck the waters, and they were divided here and there so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. Very, very important to me.
Mm.
Now it came about when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me, or a double portion of the anointing. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if not, it shall not be so. Now, that's one way you talk about keeping the servant real close to you, just in case you need him.
Yes.
I mean, that's one way to get him to stay real close. Then it came about, as they were going along talking, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, horses of fire, which separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And he saw them no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore it in two pieces. Now, I think this is very important. He's going to say, all right, the prophet said that I would have a double anointing. We shall see. And go ahead and read that.
Yes. Also, the chariots and the horsemen, we're going to see that as we talk about Elisha and his ministry on the earth. He's going to see these horsemen and the chariots surrounding cities. I believe it's really important that he is really in the spirit world. And Darren, you talk so much about being in the spirit world. We are in physical bodies, but what are we mainly made up of? God has made us spirit man. And so many people never get into their spirit. In fact, their little spirits are atrophied. They're so small. They've never given any time to building up their spirits. And this is where Elisha is. He is seeing in the spirit. And that's so important.
Well, I think it's important to us as Christians to read Colossians 1, verse 15 and 16. And it talks about Jesus, and he said, I created everything by, for, and through myself, both in the visible and in the invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to know more about the invisible. What in the world did you create that we can use?
Yes.
One thing that's pointed out in this 1 Kings and 2 Kings is they used the power of the Spirit to perform mighty miracles.
That's right.
And that power is available to us today.
Oh, praise God. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Now, this word mantle, we see it used here when Elijah was in the cave and the Lord came to him as a still small voice. And I looked up that word, 155, and that's in the lexicon, the Hebrew lexicon in the back of your Bible if you have a Key Study Bible. But you can look that up in a Hebrew lexicon. And 155 for the mantle means something ample, noble, gallant, and worthy. So this mantle that he had was absolutely all he needed. It was something very ample for his ministry. It's like what we have with the Holy Spirit today, Darren. Holy Spirit is our covering, our mantle. He is absolutely ample and worthy to perform anything that we ask today. He truly is. So here we see him take up the mantle, that worthy and that ample covering that he has, and he returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan, and he took the mantle of Elijah, and this is where we're going to start the second half of this teaching, and that fell from him, and he struck the waters and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he also had struck the waters, they were divided here and there, and Elisha crossed over. And so he knew that he had that same powerful anointing that his master Elijah had who went away.
Now, in the next portion of this teaching, we're going to talk about this exciting ministry of Elisha. Now, the old man, Elijah, did how many miracles?
Approximately eight
about
that
eight.
We know of, yes.
And the younger understudy did about 16.
Yes.
We want you to be with us as we jump into the teaching on Elisha in our next session.